Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Matias. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Herrmann. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Brien scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. O'Brien moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. O'Brien moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Brien scores. Aparicio moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rowland now pitching. Ed Herrmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrmann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Jansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa takes first base on ball four. Mincher moves to second. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. La Russa moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Catfish Hunter pinch runs for Tito Francona. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Downing now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Matias moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Matthias moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Jainski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jainski strikes out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. La Russa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Al Downing. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Matthias hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Matthias reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards left. Alou catches it and throws to home to double up Melton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herrmann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Jainsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jainsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Jainsky strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. La Russa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Dick Green pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. La Russa moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. John Donaldson pinch hits for Bert Campaneris. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Danny Murphy now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Donaldson now playing shortstop. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton strikes out. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matthias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. 1 out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. 2 outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. La Russa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Larry Haney pinch hits for Jose Tartabull. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Haney moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-4 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney scores. Monday moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matias. Alou reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 8, White Sox, 8. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball towards right. Matias settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matias. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. La Russa hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matias hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ken Berry. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.